Oh, I recognize that face. You're in trouble, aren't you? Well, I'll take you out to the Outer Rim, but I don't think it's going to do you much good. Why? Well, there's a new bounty hunting group. You haven't heard?
There's a Two-Faced Twi'lek and a Pugilist Droid. If I were you, I'd do my best to avoid the Solonian Captain and the Gandroid Tech. Better watch your back or you're gonna get wrecked. The riding on the sky on fire, heading to the edge of the Empire. Your number's up and now you gotta pay. Running from the heroes of the Hadean Way.
Previously on Heroes of the Hadean Way. Through air and darkness, through fire and water, through life and death, the heroes of the Sky on Fire pursued the masked pirate queen of the Veiled Sorority. They were tricked, trapped, and betrayed. Still, they fought onward, knowing that the only way out of this bounty hunt alive was through victory. At the end of all things, they faced and fought the queen, and she fell, defeated. But their job is not finished. They must bring both mask and queen to their employer to complete the contract. After one last meeting with Venlana and Porel, they can be done. Meet them at the finish line in Let the Mask Fall.
Welcome to Heroes of the Hadean Way. This is a live play podcast that explores published adventures in the Fantasy Flight Games Star Wars RPG line. Our current adventure is Mask of the Pirate Queen, and this is Act 3, Episode 10. And I'm Ben, the GM for this adventure.
And I'm Leslie, as of yet still Billy, and still gainfully employed by a certain captain.
I'm Ren, and I'm still Vastrano as well, and I'm all in my feelings about this episode, so having a hard time being witty, and it's Brandon's turn.
I'm Brandon, and I'm starting to wonder if we were supposed to change characters for these last two sessions, because I still am Barrowin. Christine, are you still Illin?
No, in fact, for this episode, I am playing K1 on her very last outing with the crew of the Sky on Fire.
Wait, so what's Illin up to?
I don't know. Illin's getting into Barrowin's model ship collection or something.
I believe Illin was given a task regarding thermal detonators.
Illin was also supposed to be working on Vastrano's new arm. Illin might have confused some of the components. Don't worry about it, Vastrano.
Mm-hmm.
Illin is like, certain it will be fine.
Don't jostle this too much. Why? Just don't.
Is that why she was asking to investigate my joints?
Definitely don't punch anyone with this arm, Vastrano.
I feel as though this may be a severe handicap. Oh, dear.
To learn more about our characters, we get one hero to ask another question, and today it is Barrowin's turn to ask.
Well, Illin, I feel like we've been through a lot of stuff these last few weeks.
Accurate?
Yep. And it's really made me reassess a lot of things that I thought I knew, things I thought I believed. So I need your input on one item.
The scandal's listening?
Illin, what is love? I thought about asking Billy, but I suspect that Billy would just ask me not to hurt her.
Dang it. I had my hand over my mouth and I was biting my lip.
How come either K1 or Illin get asked all of the deep questions?
Because you answer really well.
What about Illin screams philosopher?
I'm not looking for philosophy. Illin just seems to be the most in touch with Illin's just raw emotions. The rest of us have a filter.
Well, Barrowin has asked a difficult question.
Doesn't seem
love
that difficult.
Love is... Well, Illin's interpretation towards it is... And it's difficult to describe it without referencing other emotions, but...
I have other emotions you can define it as a thing that is emotions.
Sorry, Cav's been watching a lot of Star Trek.
I think we're thinking of the same scene, but go on.
To Cav, love is caring for others, such as Illyn loves Berylyn. Illyn loves Billy and Vastrano and all of Illyn's children. And Illyn loves the Cav clan. All of these beings are important to this Gand, and this Gand would do anything for any one of you.
Your answer provokes a follow-up question?
Yes.
Is there anyone, Illyn, that you A, do not love, and B, who has not tried to kill you? Because it sounds like you just listed everybody that we know that didn't try to kill you at some point in the last 2 weeks.
Well, Illyn does not love Vinlana, and Vinlana has not yet tried to kill Cav. This Gand will freely admit that might change shortly.
We'll agree to disagree on matters of causation.
Illyn does not love Thokpa.
Oh.
There. Mm. Done.
Okay. Touche.
Mic drop.
Is Illyn just bats K1 out of the air, I assume?
No, that would be cruel.
Wait, so is K1 speaking into a mic? That feels like too many steps.
That would be adorable. Little clawed hand geez. Comes out, drops it.
They're just like their props just around two mic drop.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing one of those big plastic ones that you used to get from like the dollar store as a kid that just has a spring that echoes.
And look, Berylyn, this Gand is just full of a lot of love.
Love is biscuits.
Love is biscuits. Illyn does love biscuits. Okay, maybe Berylyn has a point.
So, I'm figuring that this episode opens up on a montage of travel, because we've got the Queen's body and the most prized helm being loaded into the Sky on Fire, the crew transferring over through the escape pod hatch, a little bit of tricky piloting by Vrebo there, and then like Vastrano trying to patch up everyone, Illyn trying to patch up Vastrano, and like just everyone trying to recuperate. You've got Vrebo talking to a few of their friends in the impromptu holding cell. And I'm wondering, is there anything that was wanting to be going on the way back to Seleucumai so that the bounty can be claimed?
I would like to be researching the holonet for bounties upon the other parties we have on our ship.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Smart. I think Berylyn would also want to follow up with Billy, because Billy had brought up the leaving thing before going in to fight the Queen, and that feels important enough she wouldn't wait 10 days to follow up.
Yeah, fair enough. This feels like, well, it's a streetwise, though. Yeah, it'd be a streetwise check or a knowledge underworld check.
I have those abilities.
Okay, knowledge underworld would be an average check, and streetwise, since you're doing it through the holonet and that sort of stuff, I'm figuring would be a hard check.
I'm going to go with the streetwise, actually. Because, you know, she knows a little bit about the internet, but she kind of knows how to feel her way around. We're going to stop that sentence because there's no way it can come out sounding decent.
The deep holonet.
The dark
holonet.
The dark hollow? Hollow darknet.
It's hard to say where the hollow goes in.
Well,
we're off to a hero start.
Oh, did we tell them what the destiny pool was? It's two light and three dark.
No.
Yeah. You just stole my job, Brandon.
Well, you weren't doing it, Christine.
Putting me out of a job. What's up?
Put you out of all the jobs. Next thing you know, Ben will be editing this thing. So, out of a 7 dice roll, 3 of them were blank. 2 of them being good dice.
A very hero's roll.
That's a threat and a triumph. I have a vote that what I find is not a bounty, but more like a career opportunity for them where we get kickback. Basically, somebody needs a couple of workers to do something, and I'm like, these guys can do the job.
All right, so you find essentially work placement for the five pirates that are in the impromptu brig. These were the three that Vreebo captured.
And that means that Vreebo doesn't have to feel... That means Vreebo doesn't have to feel bad about turning them in, since he did save them and promise them, or, well, take payment for safe passage.
Perfect.
So I'm sitting there scrolling through a pad, just like, doot, doot. This sounds promising. Yes, they could do that for certain.
Five hands to be helping out on an archaeology dig.
Oh, dear.
It wasn't put out by the Modi Corporation, was it?
This is what happens when Modi leaves the help-wanted notices to Lorenzo.
All right. So then there was a discussion between Berwin and Billy about the whole possibly leaving thing?
Yeah, Berwin would check in on that before we see them, Lana.
I will be in the kitchen. Like I said, sitting there scrolling with 3B hanging out nearby.
Mind if I interrupt?
I dare say at this point you are not interrupting, Captain. I was finding better quarter for our current friends.
Okay. You tried to tell me something earlier before we got the Queen, and I kind of cut you off, and I want to apologize for that. First of all, it just wasn't a good time. It was bad timing for everybody involved. You're resigning?
I was going to tender my resignation for your approval, pending the result of this particular venture, as I do not feel I have, shall we say, lived up to the task.
Billy, you've been everything I could have hoped for, really. I know I've tried to... Do you know how... Okay, maybe droids don't have this. Is there any kind of droid where the mother pushes the young droids out of the nest before they can fly? Like maybe probe droids, they fly, right? So imagine... It's like when the mama probe droid pushes the baby probe droids out of the nest at a certain point so they will learn how to repulse her.
I'll desperately need this as fan art.
Well, that is not how probe droids work, Captain. I am familiar with the concept of flighted creatures encouraging their young by such an effort.
My point is, I may have pushed you at times that weren't opportune. So whatever perceived failure you think you've been, that's on me. It's not you. All that being said, I'm not going to stop you if you want to leave. I wouldn't blame you, frankly. This has kind of been a mess from start to finish.
I will not disagree about the mess, but there are parties that are at fault for that that are not aboard this ship. I will say I do not wish to leave. I just feel that in my current capacity, I am not well suited for the role you have given me. This is a difficult concept to explain. I believe that organics tend to have journeys of self-discovery, and I feel as though what I've discovered on this journey has not been helpful, and I would rather be helpful.
Well, Billy, I'll support you in whatever you decide to do, but know that you're always welcome here, and if there's anything I can do, please tell me.
Well, perhaps if you are not interested in accepting my resignation, you'll accept a letter for a week's vacation.
Whichever one you think is best.
I do not know. I was rather hoping you could be of assistance in that decision. But I do know that one way or the other, I owe K1 a trip.
Let's get our credits so that you at least can figure out how cool a vacation you can go on.
Are you suggesting we should go somewhere cold?
I mean, we haven't really been anywhere cold in this adventure so far.
I hear Pantora is quite nice.
I know.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help
Billy, would you mind if all of us invite ourselves on your vacation and also decide that it's actually to go visit Vastrano's family?
That's going to be one of those things where...
Oh, well, Vastrano's family is not on Pantora.
Well, they're probably somewhere cold anyway.
Billy
though,
and K1 are wearing their leis and their Hawaiian shirts and their straw fedoras. And then all of a sudden, Berwin walks into the airport lounge and is like, hey. And we're like... Captain.
I would like to know how K1 is going to wear all that.
Easily. She just gets really the lay in the hat.
Okay. Well, and Ilan would be
little
like,
magnets.
This Gan did not know that this is where you two were going to be, and Baron would be like, we followed you. Anyway, Billy, my arm's kind of bothering me again, so we'll put a pin in that and get our money, and you can loom at Vinlana if you need to. You can do that anyway, really, as far as I'm concerned. I'm gonna go see if I can have Vastrano, like, I don't know, give me some more painkillers or something.
That is a good plan, Captain. As Berwin walks away, Billy gently strokes 3B. Looming is the least I intend to do to Vinlana.
Yeah, ominous hold of the camera on Billy for just a little bit longer.
Then it trails down to 3B, who somehow is a miniature Batleth.
Berwin's gonna go find Vastrano.
Let's see. Vastrano is in Vastrano's... I really liked the way you worded it in that episode, but I'm blanking on how you worded it. The plant room.
Well, hydroponics.
Hydroponics, yes. Okay. So, yes, Vastrano will be attempting to handle some of the damage that has been done to the hydroponics by his absence, and,
Baron will, like, knock on the door frame, or whatever. Whatever is available to be knocked upon. Yeah, to announce her entrance.
Door frame sounds about right. Come in. Oh, hello, Captain.
And for what it's worth, probably, I know it's ambiguous how long we've been in hyperspace at this point, but Berwin's probably been largely keeping to herself until today, after everything got squared away enough to, like, know that we had the job under control. Anyhow,
Vastrano will have, is wearing a different coat because the other one got a little, chopped up, and it's just sort of pinned, at the elbow, and is attempting to clip some plants with his right hand.
How her eyes flit to the arm, the expression on her face being a don't stare at it, don't stare at it, don't stare at it kind of expression. How are you coming along, Vastrano?
I am fine. I am there are some things to attend to in here that have been long neglected. Oh, yes, I need, speaking of long neglected, I should take another look at your arm.
If you say so.
There's a seat over there.
Berwin goes and sits.
And this is where we already rolled this, but Vastrano fails at fixing the crit on Berwin's arm again. And at this, he kind of slumps and sits down next to Berwin and just starts apologizing. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It doesn't really hurt. It's only a minor inconvenience. It'll be fine. You have a lot on your mind.
I'm sure that when you get a replacement doctor, they'll be able to do a much better job with all of the hands.
Hopefully, I don't scare that one away.
And Vastrano will kind of, like, gulp breathe, because that definitely confirms the thought. I really want you to know that there's absolutely no hard feelings. I absolutely understand that you're going to need to replace, to hire a new doctor that will have a bit more dexterity going forward.
I know you have clearly decided that it's best to move on, and I really can't blame you. after everything that's happened, I haven't done my job as a captain. I haven't done my job as a friend, I guess. So I understand your decision to leave that, but
I'm not deciding to leave.
Well, I'm not firing you.
Yes, but you just said you know that you need to get a replacement.
I thought no one in their right mind would stay on this ship at this point.
I mean,
unless you want to.
I suppose you're probably right.
I mean, you're welcome to. You know, if you wanted. Can I confess something?
Yes, please. I mean, yes, Captain.
Vistrano.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Rebo. Yes, hello.
Captain. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. There was a little bit of a coolant leak, and I was hoping that you could make sure that it hasn't somehow affected Ilan. They seem a little more loopy than usual.
Oh, well, that does sound kind of serious.
Well, I think I'm still a reasonable enough doctor that I can go check Ilan's respiratory. There's no respiratory. I'll just go see how they're doing.
We don't want any of Ilan's exoskeleton freezing off or anything. Yeah.
Right.
That would be bad.
I'll go see to that, and you go see to the leak and...
Yeah.
Right. And Vistrano walks off.
And Berowyn lingers in hydroponics for about 30 seconds before realizing she should probably also be somewhere else. Probably her quarters or the cockpit or somewhere.
All right. Is there anything that you're wanting to do on the trip back that, yeah, before turning in said silliness of a bounty?
Yeah, I mean, Berowyn will at some point, like, basically as we're, like, in the system, kind of just call the group together and verify everybody's kind of okay / ready for this, but it doesn't need to be, like, a thing. Yeah, but that would be, like, presumably as Vrebo is, like, landing us wherever or something. Like, we're getting ready to leave the ship.
As you land, there is a call coming in, and this time it's not from Venlana, it's from her right-hand Twi'lek, Parel.
I am glad to see that you have made it back to Seleucumai. And if everything is to be believed, you even have the much-vaunted mask. Now, if you were to meet us at the Paradise, we can get this matter settled and everyone squared away.
What, Velana couldn't spare a little time to call us herself this time?
I thought that it should be in the most efficient way possible.
Okay, sure, that's fine. We'll see you there. All right, everybody, just stay alert. This is the last leg, but you remember last time that we tried to turn in this bounty?
Mm-hmm. Silly question. Who's carrying said
mask?
Helmet.
Berowyn will carry it.
All right.
Are we bringing the body too, or just the mask?
That's a reasonable question.
I think we should bring the body too.
I think if we had a ability to keep the body, then yeah, stuff it in a meat locker or something.
It's not very dignified, but Ilan has a suitably sized crate and with a repulsor unit. Now, last time, Venlana and the consortium disarmed the uh-huh. crew. Well, Niskihand has to ask, how does the crew know that the consortium won't go back on their word?
We don't.
Okay, then what assurances can the crew take to... Ilan doesn't know. Shoot them if they try to shoot us.
Ilan?
Yes?
Please observe Billy for a moment. Does Billy need a blaster?
Billy is stroking 3B again.
Now, if you'll please also look over here at Vistrano. You've seen what Vistrano can do.
Gan could roll their eyes.
Can you roll your eyes?
Ilan understands the point that Berowyn is trying to make, but still, blasters versus punching.
I mean, by all means, bring your blasters. Just, you know, they'll probably disarm us again, and we're ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
most of us.
Well, it's a good thing that Illyn has backups. K1?
Yes?
Would K1 mind carrying a blaster for Illyn? Or the ion stunner one time? Just in case.
K1 swivels and looks at Billy.
I can carry it for you, Illyn. I have my compartment.
Okay, that works.
No, Billy is not a droid that Illyn owns. Illyn does have the hidden storage talent.
I also have one that you put in me.
Yes, so then in that case, the Ion Stunner will go in there, and Illyn will leave the crate's breath behind. It's damaged anyway.
Should it be the Ion Stunner? Would the Ion Stunner actually fit in any hidden compartment? Isn't it like a brick with a satellite dish?
It is a very fancy-looking weapon with a radar dish, yes, but...
I thought the radar dish extended when you shot it.
That's what I thought, too. If you don't like that, Illyn still has the quick-draw blaster pistol from Trouble Brewing. We could use that instead.
I mean, I don't care. I was literally wondering about the logistics.
Yeah, it's all just encumbrance.
All right, let's go.
Onward!
All right, Glory.
The Aquilish nods and opens the heavy metal door. Inside, Porel and Venlana are on the far side of the conference table.
Welcome back, and congratulations on a job well done. Now we can start out your compensation and put this contract to rest. But first, the Pirate Queen's mask, if you please.
And did they disarm us?
No.
Okay. Baron will just sort of toss the mask onto the table so it can just kind of slide over to them.
And as it slides over, I'm guessing roughly in between Porel and Venlana, a bit more towards Venlana, Porel goes to take it and inspect it.
Oh, I don't think so, Porel. Tiberzon wouldn't appreciate the hands of a traitor touching his prize. We both know that mask was meant for my head.
It was only a matter of time until your duplicity came to light, Venlana.
My duplicity? You've been at the sorority's beck and call all along, my friends. You have one last target before your contract is fulfilled. Kill this scum, and I will see your pay doubled.
Tiberzon has suspected Venlana's treachery for some time now. Now you have our proof. The consortium will reward you well if you can capture this Pantoran Arpi alive.
Stern look from Vestrano at the word Pantoran.
Venlana is a Pantoran. I know. Funny that the two Pantorans in this adventure are both V's.
It's a very commonly used letter in Pantoran.
Yeah. So I do somewhat want to get... I want to get initiative to start off with.
I guess vigilance?
Yeah, this kind of feels vigilancey for this.
Rolling initiative with Barrowin is easy because it just so happens that the roll is the same no matter which skill it is.
Can we not simply kill them both and contact Tiberzon directly?
I mean, that's a question that I also have.
So our initiative for this combat is one NPC, then a PC, then the other NPC, and then the rest of the PCs. So one of them gets to go first.
All right, so Venlana is going to... let's see, two actions. One is grabbing an item from the table, which is grabbing the mask. The other one is pulling her hold-up blaster. And I think she is going to try and shoot at Porel.
This feels weird.
should we just
let them do their thing?
We all just like take a step back out of the room.
Ellen like, produces a thing of popcorn.
Check our watches. Wait till the blaster fire stops.
So, rolling against Porel. Porel has adversary one, no defense. So Venlana was able to get two successes on the roll to shoot him. And he has taken, not a huge amount of damage. I mean, it's a hold-up blaster. It looks like he caught him on, like, grazed a rib.
How close are they standing? Like, are they still right next to each other, or did she back off?
They are standing pretty much right on top of each other. They're close enough to punch. Which then brings us to one of the players. Oh, there is also, if you're wanting to detect if someone's lying, that also could be a check.
Yeah, but it's not a check Barrowin's making. Anybody else want to check that?
That's really hard, too, because I feel like, as the captain, like I don't feel like Vistrana would do anything until Barrowin has done something.
Is perception what you would use?
It's currently saying vigilance. At least that's what the book said.
I mean, are you sure Barrowin wouldn't look for a lie? They're both providing the same story, and Barrowin hates liars.
I mean, I guess you're right. Vigilance is the better skill. If it's vigilance, then she's not terrible at it.
And I mean, don't you want Barrowin to ferret out the liar?
Yeah, would that be an action to do, or is that just something...
I would go with you can do it before it gets into the combating thing. It will be, because I'm flipping a point, one red and two purple.
I am going to counterflip then.
Counterflip.
The table.
Oh, don't worry, that's in my plan.
Well, Barrowin looks from Vinlana to Perel to Vinlana to Perel, and all dice have canceled out. So who even knows? I assume we pretty much walked up to the end of the table.
Yeah, I was figuring that you're across the conference table.
Right, but like long ways. So are we at short range?
Yeah, I figure you'd be at short range, but like directly across the table.
If you don't want to take the first move, I mean, we've got people that'll take the first move.
I'm just debating if we want to go lethal or non-lethal. Let's go non-lethal, actually. We can do that pretty well, right?
Sure can.
We can do what pretty well?
And we can sort this out. Yeah, Barrowin will just be like, let's subdue him and sort him out later. Yeah, I guess she'll dive on Vinlana. Yes. Yes, Leslie is correct. So Barrowin, like, leaps across the table, sliding as she does, to close distance with Vinlana, and will basically sort of... I'm taking too strain to take two maneuvers in an action.
All right.
Maneuver to slide across the table, maneuver to... I guess probably worry about ranges. Actions to basically just try to, like, hit Vinlana in the face with the heel of her hand. You know, TNG style.
All right.
Because that's got the shock glove, so I can maybe do something if I get some advantage. And second maneuver to, like, then just wrap that arm around Vinlana as a grapple.
All right. Sounds cool. Vinlana does have adversary 2.
Yep, that's fine.
So we're going with 2 reds. Otherwise, that sounds really cool.
The battle music starts and there's some gratuitous slow-mo.
And no defense?
No defense.
Barrowin slides across the table.
Frick.
And dadgummit.
Get wrecked, Vinlana. Oh man, I actually might be able to get... I think I can use a talent that I didn't think I was going to get to use this entire campaign.
So talent bingo continues.
Yeah, I mean... Okay, so this is just with... shock gloves, which don't add anything to damage. So the base damage is 6, and Barrowin is just aiming for non-lethal.
Okay.
So 3 successes, 1 threat, and 1 triumph is what I got for the listeners. So the success by itself is 6 damage.
And you are trying to do non-lethal? Yep.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I'm going to use Martial Grace.
All right.
Which will cost me 2 strain to add 2 more, because that's my ranks in... coordination, which seems especially sensible given this maneuver. So Barrowin has really leveraged the slide across the table to add some extra oomph. And then with the triumph, Barrowin is going to crit.
Oh my gosh.
And, well, okay, let's go ahead and roll the crit.
Go right ahead.
Nice!
Or you got another good option at your fingertips.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do instead? So the crit, we rolled 45, which is normally bowled over, which would knock her prone and make her suffer a strain.
but that's good.
But Barrowin has precision strike, which I didn't think I was going to get to use.
Bingo!
So I am going to take an additional strain.
Jeez.
Yeah, I have taken 5 strain this turn.
6,
not
really.
A good plan. Oh, because of the threat?
Yeah.
Sure. So I'm going to change that crit to any easy crit of my choice. And I forget which one it is that staggers, but that's the one I want.
And that is stunned.
Right, and it is an easy one, right?
Yep, it is.
Dadgum, you're so cool.
31 to 35.
As Christine observed in an earlier episode.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now Venlana is stunned. So then that gets us to Perel, who is... So what Perel is going to do is... he is going to pull his blaster pistol. You can see as he's moving, because he is right-handed, and the entire crew can see him flick the selector over to stun with his thumb, and then attempt to shoot at Venlana. So, let's see. Actually, he'll take 2 strain to move back enough to make it at short range.
Yeah, because it's still going to get upgraded twice due to red.
Yeah.
Now, would you upgrade that? I guess he doesn't care if he hits Barrowin. I guess hitting Barrowin is not what he wants.
Yeah, I'm going. But I'm not with, a friend. It would still be considered shooting into engaged. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. And he misses. Getting 1 advantage, which Venlana only did wounds to him, so he didn't get anything back that way. So I am going with... Well, he does have a superior blaster pistol, but that just means he's got 2 advantage in this case. Which I think means he is going to move and duck behind like the chairperson's table at the... Or chair at the end of the table. Okay, and then that brings us to the rest of the heroes.
Oh, well, it's 3 of us in a row, so...
Was that Tamir Vistrano?
You know what? It's time to play more Talon Bingo, I think. Vistrano, because Vistrano has a little bit of a hiccup in being able to fight right now, is actually just going to take his turn... And juice himself. Vistrano has rolled all of his lofty medical skills against juicing himself, and unfortunately has received 2 advantage only. So what I think is going to happen is that Vistrano drops the little sort of application gun thing that he has, but is able to catch it before breaking the equipment, maybe. I actually don't want to use the reroll.
All right.
Because this fits the narrative of Vistrano feeling very iffy about his medical capabilities at this point.
Fair enough.
The consequences aren't huge relative to
right.
If somebody gets really hurt.
So.
All right.
That's what I did.
Then that brings us to Illyn and Billy.
What you thinking, Leslie?
Well, if you want to shoot, you can go next. I fully intend on working my way to neutralize Perel.
Why don't you go ahead and go? I think I know what Illyn will do instead of fighting, rather shooting into melee. It's probably not a good idea, but it'll be mildly amusing.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yep.
Whatever it is.
It's a cunning plan,
I'm sure. So go ahead, Billy.
Perel is how far from me?
Perel would be at a short range, so it would take a maneuver to get there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it the impressive way and hop over the table with my magical feet as my maneuver.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I have a feeling if I tried to skid, I'd like leave a huge gouge mark and probably get stuck partway through. But so I hop over... And I superhero land behind him. And then I punch him without the vibro fists.
All right. In that case, you will be doing against 1 red, 1 purple. Actually, he is going to yank a strain and pull dodge.
What does that do?
Upgrades. It'll make it against 2 red.
Okay.
Hi, Train.
How are you today, Train?
Billy, hit him like this train would hit him.
That would, if in fact, hit him. Be my goal. I'm going to hurt him. Now that is a hero's roll.
What did you get?
What a good question.
I have such foul language for this stupid dice bot. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, tell the listeners what madness was wrought.
Well, that would be a fail and an advantage and a triumph and a despair. So I superhero land, and as I go, I didn't actually, that's wrong. Hold on. I forgot to roll my setback.
So you just don't have an advantage now.
So I have a triumph and a despair and a fail. But still, so I superhero land, and as I go to punch him, he does that cool where he does that whiff, and he watches my fist go past his head. I can't pick what my triumph or what my despair does, can I?
No, but it's not going to cancel out your triumph, because that would just be a jerk thing.
So I can't hurt him.
True.
Maybe in his dodging, he did that thing where you scuttle back, like he watched my fist go past, and then he tried to scuttle back, and he like ran into the chair, and the chair scared him, so he kind of flopped over to crawl away. So he's not up on his feet.
Of all the characters, this is the one that I think wouldn't be sort of that scared of. But I'm gonna go
fair.
With.
I mean,
yeah,
I startled him, not scared him.
Yeah,
per se.
Fair enough. I'm gonna go with yeah. I can see that. Shall I continue with the wondrous bit of Billy getting stuck in chairs?
It
they
seems
are her
appropriate,
mortal enemy.
Because that's exactly what happened last time I cyber-jumped and then tried to attack somebody and got a despair.
Like, as he stumbles across the chair and that unbalances him, he rolls it back at Billy.
Yeah, which then, it somehow catches, I don't know, a peanut on the floor, bounces up, and gets at Billy's chest. Yeah, I totally like that.
This is not my mission.
Cav, save us.
So, Ben.
Yo.
Could I flip a destiny point to say, there's a little holo transceiver here on Venlana's desk, and she might have Tiber's on and speed dial?
That would be weird, but okay, yeah, I could go with that.
I mean, she had to have been in touch with him, right?
Yeah, no, do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
You have convinced
snitch,
me.
Snitch,
yes.
So Ellen goes ahead, leans over, the desk to, grab the little, well, probably not little, it's probably huge for Star Wars, keyboard equivalent, slides it over to their side since the fight is all behind the desk, turns the little, holo emitter, screen pop, the holo emitter begins projecting, and Ellen finds Tiberzon's holo com frequency and dials it.
Okay.
I am so happy right now.
Do 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 do.
Hello, Tiber Zahn. This Gan's name is Illyn Cav. Illyn is one of the bounty hunters that has apprehended the masked pirate queen. There seems to be some dispute among your minions on which one is a traitor.
So there is this tall human. It's got a scar across his face, kind of like how Kylo did in Force Awakens, but absolute white hair and just sort of glaring at Illyn.
Does Tiber like Perel or Venlana better?
And the fighting is happening, continuing to happen in the background of this.
Who are you? Hasn't Perel dealt with that Pantoran yet? Why am I getting a call from a Gan?
As the Scan said, this Scan's name is Illyn Cav. Illyn is a bounty hunter who apprehended the masked pirate queen. So, Venlana's the one you don't like.
We weren't sure. But if there's a firefight...
Pew, pew, pew.
Then,
there
yes.
is. Hey, Berwin, our employer wants Venlana.
Good.
I sent Porel to go get her and to keep an eye on her. Things have been going a little too sideways since she arrived. Is that all?
Pastrano just ducks underneath a table at the mention of Pantoran.
Ilan puts a hand to their chin, ponders for a moment. We hear like a punch, another blaster go off in the background.
Ilan thinks so. It's been a pleasure doing business with you.
Good.
And the hollow goes out.
Oh, Ilan forgot to ask for the payment.
Next action.
That was amazing.
You just call back.
If I get another turn.
Oh,
my
God.
In that case, I am going to be going with Venlana going first because she is the one who rolled. I'm kind of keeping the NPCs separate, so they're going with their own thing, so I'm sort of doing three. So Venlana goes first, but she is
staggered, which means she cannot take actions, nor can she downgrade her action to a maneuver. And she's also grappled, so if she wants to leave engaged range with Berowyn, she has to use two maneuvers.
Which means she is taking two more strain, and essentially ripping away from Berowyn, trying to get to the back door.
Is that it for her?
Yeah, that's it for her.
Okay, Berowyn's going to chase her. Sorry, does anybody else want to go?
The only thing I would do would be to get in the way of the back door.
I guess we have an action before Porel. Whoever goes should probably just be like, we're with you now.
I do owe him an apology.
I'm going with everyone heard that.
Theoretically, we could decide that like we don't like Tiberzon either, but...
Yeah, fair enough.
You know.
But Tiber has our money.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you don't mind, Billy will just...
Apologies.
And then jump to the front of the door, still wearing a chair.
Yeah, seems good.
Actually, can she jump to front of the door and throw the chair at Venlana?
Okay, to me, that sounds like a melee check.
Okay, well, that's
yeah,
fair.
I agree with that.
Well, you're getting... She's really close to the door. You're jumping in front of her and then, like, taking the chair from on you and smacking her with it by hand.
Yeah, that's legit. It is an improvised weapon with a hole in it.
I'm just sort of figuring that if it was to, like, truly throw that, it should probably be, like, that's getting to the range, heavy range. Like, because it's a fairly heavy thing that you're throwing.
No, I'm cool with just taking it off my arm and beating her with it.
Then that would totally be a melee thing. She does have adversary too.
That is good to know.
Which means it shall be two red.
Boo hiss. Okay, so, do I get a setback because it's
They generate one automatic threat.
Yep.
Okay, do you guys mind if I flip a point for this?
Go for it.
I've been muted, apparently. Please flip, is what I said.
Flipped. Ooh, sorry, guys.
They're dangerous. I don't like flipping when it's that bad.
Do I have enough maneuver to aim, or would that have taken two maneuvers?
I feel like that would take two maneuvers. One
Fair
to
enough.
Disengage from the chair enough to be able to use it as a weapon, and one to get in front of Venlana.
If I get a despair, I'm ripping off my own arm, guys, just so you know.
Good. Vistrano needs one. Don't use droid arms.
I am not muted, but...
Really, all the trouble brewing, no triumphs.
Hey, the red showed up
too. And now
too.
I'm pretty sure I would have rolled like two triumphs if I had to make a social check on Tiberzon somehow.
Fair.
I
believe
roll.
It. So that's a success and a triumph. What is the damage for a chair with a hole in it?
That feels large to me.
I concur. As the person who has the table right in front of me.
Yeah, on account of that would be Brun plus three.
So, blonde? Hmm.
Yes, blonde plus three.
It's a blonde wood, very nice. Very rare, comes from Co-op. imported and hand-carved by slaves.
It's such a tragedy that it's getting smashed over Vinlana.
So that will be 7 with my success. And for my triumph, I kind of want to have her pinned under this big old chair I've got, but I don't know. Is that too much to ask? Or should I crit her again?
Honestly, the pinning her under the chair, the way that you've been describing it, yeah, I'd totally go with.
Okay, so I throw it at her, and she falls back, and as she falls, it literally just kind of tents over her for a second and then tumbles, so just pull right on her stomach, and it knocks the wind out of her.
Yes, it's perfect. Thank you so much. As Porel gets to his feet, dusts himself off, bends down, picks up his blaster, holsters it, and puts a thumb and finger to his lips and whistles, and 3 people come into the room. You've got the Aqualish that's in a suit. He's rolling behind him. Well, not sort of like on the repulsor.
Repulsing behind.
Yeah, repulsing behind. He's dragging in a steamer trunk that looks reasonably large. Somewhat it would definitely work for like a Perglix backpack. And then there are a Weequay and a Klaatuian, the giant dog guys who kind of look like Urkai, and the guys at Hondo Anaka is. They come in and get Vinlana, like one grabbing each upper arm, and then both of them look to Billy, like implying, we're wanting to go through that door.
Oh, excuse me. She steps aside and half bows, opening it for them.
You'll be sorry, you critting fool.
As she goes through the door and it closes after.
That was a woman who made poor life choices. Several.
Then Perel goes over to the Aqualish, like a very tall, four-eyed being with tusks, apparently. Kinda. And it's like,
this is what we agreed on. We advance 1,500 apiece, and after doubling it and your advances, that brings us to 17,000 credits apiece for 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Wait, where's the green one?
He's monitoring our ship.
Oh, this makes sense.
You have had some troubles with it, if I understand correctly. And then he opens up the trunk, and there is, just arrayed properly, metal imperial credits. And it's like, oh, one moment. And Andy turns to,
Alter, please, 1,000 apiece more. They did help with the capture of the vile traitor,
which the Aqualish will like reach into their jacket, pull out a small stack of metal. There's tink, 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 tink.
And now, may you find the medical attention that you are wanting and needing, and the rest of you have a good vacation. It has been a great pleasure doing business with you.
Oh, likewise. I mean, we would have done this for free.
No, the crew would not have.
Okay, I would have beaten up Vinlana for free.
I might have considered it. Deeply. But I prefer to be paid.
Illyn will just take possession of this large trunk. Nope, Billy will take possession of this large trunk.
I assume it looks like the amount of credits they are claiming to pay us.
Yeah. 18k apiece for the 4 of you, and 17k left over.
I'm gonna hover repulse the body crate over to the assistant. This is also part of our arrangement.
Why, thank you. And he'll take the, just sort of swap which crate is which. They take the body.
They don't look alike, do they?
Yeah. Beg your pardon?
They don't look alike, do they?
No, not really.
Oh, good. Good. Just no slapstick. I don't want to come home with a body I don't want anymore.
No, no, later we're like, and here's the down payment for this new ship. Open it up, dead body right there.
And that's how we relived Oscar all over again.
Okay. So, I'm just sort of thinking for this episode, there's just one final thing that makes so much sense.
We get back to the ship and leave?
It's just, like, Tulukamai is a fairly large place that doesn't have the pollution of Ord Mantell, so it's actually a fairly nice place to just sort of chill at.
Except for the monkeys.
Yeah, but they're in the craters. I'm just sort of thinking, as the four of you go up the ramp, you've got Vreebo at the top going, so what we doing now?
Captain?
Well, the next job, Vreebo. The next job.
Who should we go with this time?
We'll figure that out. Another day in the life of people on the edge of the Empire, she says into the camera.
And then she walks off dramatically into the sunset. And we all watch her go, quietly.
Ilan guesses the crew has to find a new job.
With whom?
Lexon?
Lies. Tenlaws?
They're so cheap.
Well, the Alliance is poor and the Pikes are weak.
Oh, what about Crimson Tine? I've heard good things.
Way too weird.
Yes, no, and the Empire's always late.
I suppose there's still the Zahn Consortium.
Ha ha! Nope.
Never.
Not again. Not after that.
But we do have bills that cannot wait.
Vastrano, what does a hut pay? Credits.
Credits, 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 credits.
What does a hut pay?
Spice, 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 spice.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Heroes of the Hydean Way. You can find show updates on Twitter at The Hydean Way, and you can find me, Ben, on Twitter at Deuterium Ice.
You can find me on Twitter at LesLitGS. I'm also periodically guesting on other shows that may or may not be happening as you're listening to this. I end lamely. Still zero. And potentially redacted.
And I'm Ren, and you can find me at Atomic Firebird.
I'm Brandon, and I'm at Blue of the Kin.
And I'm Christine, and you can find me or Ilan on Twitter at 12th Night. That's 12th Night with a K. I also do two D&D 5e actual play podcasts. The Glass Dagger can be found at CompleteKnight.com, also Night with a K. And Omen's Call can be found at omenscall.com.
We are all at TheHydeanWay.com, where you can find previous episodes and our sister podcast, Tales from the Hydean Way.
Our podcasts are on Apple and Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, where you can find more episodes and help us out by rating and reviewing the show. Or else.
We're also on Facebook as Heroes of the Hydean Way, and you can holocom us at heroes@thehydeanway.com.
If you like what we do and want to support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/thehydeanway.
Or you can donate a calf to us at ko-fi.com/thehydeanway.
All right, I may very much regret doing this, but it seems in keeping with the spirit of things. Black Sun lies, ten lost cheap, the Alliance is poor and the Pikes are weak. Crimson Dawn, way too weird, and the Empire's always late. There still is an consortium, but I don't want to work with Busk. But we got bills that cannot wait. What does a hut pay? Oh my god, I can't do this.